Good morning, happy Friday, and welcome to the Part Walk. You know what time it is. Okay, on the next episode of the Part Walk, we're going to be talking about how people lie, receipts don't. And this is a constant thing that I'm going to continue to say, because what's done in the dark will manifest and show up in the light. Have you seen the news? People are being exposed left and right. It is so interesting to me to witness some of the commentary that is online for a multitude of different reasons, only because selective outrage and participation. Now, I'm going to continue to advocate for our children, and that's where I'm going to spend my time. And I find it so interesting that some parents and caregivers can give a whole play-by-play on what's happening with this rap beef that's existing on the internet, but can't give us a play-by-play on what is happening in their child's school with their grades, their backpack, and their cell phone. The persistent bullying that's happening, folks. It's mainly being done through the phone. A student took a picture of a person, and the picture wasn't the most flattering picture of this student, done intentionally, and was airdropped to the different students on campus for them to make group chats and to post about it on different meme pages that schools have. I don't know if you know, but schools have meme pages where they talk about different things that are happening at school and have conversations. Some do it while school is in session, against the law in the state of Florida and a couple of other states too. Morning Teen Allegations on Wednesday, I showed a map of all the different places that have a phone ban where children should not be using their phone during instructional time in school. However, a simple search on the internet will tell you, child. And there are other systems and tools that our children are using to communicate with each other. I'll give you an example, Google Doc. So they're all communicating in real time in a Google Doc, and a whole bunch of stuff is being said and happening in a Google document, which is not as safe as a text message because at least it's tracked to a phone. I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway because policy is personal and we need to be very intentional with the policy that we pass. In the state of Florida, children under the age of 14 still have social media. Y'all, some of y'all lawmakers are wild. And then I heard this interview talking about it. And one of the lawmakers, the only Democrat signed into this, the way that she was responding to those questions that were being asked was so spicy. And I can't wait for that debate stage in 2026. Mark my words, y'all gonna see this ego come out full circle. You gonna see what's done in the dark will come out in the light. You will see. Watch my words. I'm chuckling on the inside to thought stop so many things that I want to say, but I just want to just uplift this. Our children deserve better than the political games and the shenanigans that's happening out here. Don't be going talking about some you a champion for this, that, and the third and no receipts for that. Huh? Makes me sick. And then get real spicy talking about some, well, if they got so much to say, they need to be here. Meanwhile, oh boy, I wonder where that lobbyist is at. Y'all better stop playing. And with me too. Cause also, let me just let y'all know that I love God. I love my peace. And I had shared a post about this book that I read that changed my life, has several books that changed my life. One of them is titled The Bait of Satan, and how we have to shift from being defensive to just spreading love and letting people be them, Tying into the other book that changed my life, Let Them, by Mel Robbins, the shade that gets posted on the internet that makes its way back to me is wild. And yet, my last name is still being used. It took my attorney reaching out to her to be like, I need you to change your last name with the Florida Bar. And the reason why I was very adamant about that is because she is representing one of Fulio's alleged killers. If you don't know who Fulio is or was, Fulio was a rapper, a drill rapper in Jacksonville, Florida, where I went and completed my undergraduate degree, by the way. And the rap beef in Jacksonville is deadly. Folks have gotten shot and harmed and retaliated against, and a slew of others. In fact, I do want to give a shout out to Shell G-Man. They have been reporting and doing community updates as it relates to some of the crimes that are happening in Jacksonville, building awareness and advocating for a safer community for all. They have had their own experience where they were shot at, was harmed and targeted, and they are using their platform and their story to help others and to bring justice to people. I'm going to share their link so that you could see their page and to see the work that they do. And I really appreciate them for doing something different, demanding change, and does it in a very unique way that it does garner attention and people do listen. They might not comment, but they definitely are watching and listening. So when folks were inquiring about who was representing one of Fulio's killers on Reddit, of course, she pops up and I see a screen grab that someone took from the Florida Bar's website that had Goolsbee as the last name. I said, absolutely not. We agreed upon this. I was very adamant that you cannot have my last name. And we'll go on the internet to throw shade about matters. And then when I talk about it, it's a problem. I had one person in my inbox that is a good friend to hers that is actually an enabler, but I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole today. But they sent a message and said, if you're healing, why do you keep talking about it? I'm writing a whole book about my story, my testimony, to help others heal. And if you want to check out the podcast, Life Unfiltered, Heal That Shit, our next episode launches tomorrow. Come join us at the live premiere. And if you want to see previous episodes, you can listen to it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Or go on to YouTube, and you can go to the website at WeHealThatShit.com. There's book recommendations. There's a music playlist. Join the mailing list. Be a part of the Heal That Shit community, because we need to heal that shit. We need to heal it. And I'm just going to say that sometimes when you are rejected by something, God opens the door for something greater. And I thank God for that. I thank God for the greater. I'm experiencing that. I am experiencing love in a way that I haven't experienced it before. I am rebuilding from all the sacrifices that I've made to fund lifestyles and careers. I am rebuilding my trust and confidence back. I don't know if you've experienced public humiliation before, but it's not fun. And then you have social media pages that will post and kick you when you're down as content. And that has shifted and changed the way that I operate with things moving forward. That changes you. So, no, I'm going to be unapologetic when I say the things And no, if you have a problem with it, alter your timeline settings. And no, I'm not going to be quiet about the things that have harmed me and the things that I'm healing from. And if they wanted to be talked about in a better way, then they probably should have conducted themselves better. I've been posting about starting your podcast and having assistance with that. You might notice this time that I'm giving this mic a try again. I didn't like the way that it sounded when I was out in the streets and the way that I was breathing. And now that I'm in a more controlled environment as I do my walk, I'm testing to see how this mic does. And those are the trial and errors that you have to do in podcasting to figure out what's going to work for you. And again, I'm not using a whole bunch of tools to produce it. Now, this Rode mic, I'll post my Amazon link so that you can see it. This mic is not cheap, but the other mic that I've used in the last episode, significantly cheaper. So I'm excited to listen to the edits from this episode, from the last episode, so I can tell what the difference is as it relates to audio quality. That's how you grow, by doing. And for those of you that desire to start a podcast to speak your truth, come join me. You can sign up at biancagoolsby.com. If you just want the ebook so that you could do it independently, by all means, you could purchase the ebook online. And for those of you that want a classroom approach where we get together every week to learn different things from each of the chapters of the ebook, come on. I welcome you with open arms as we have these vital conversations so that you can start your podcast before the end of the year. We're in quarter four. It's time to lock in. And maybe you want to plan so that you can start a new year with your podcast. Whatever it looks like for you, I just want to be able to help, because it's very evident with the things that are happening in the news and around us, we need more people speaking the truth. And you need to speak your truth, because it's a lot that I'm sure you're not saying that needs to be said that can help others. I appreciate those that listen to this podcast, that share this podcast, and have even rated it 5 stars. I thank you. And I'm going to ask you that you continue to rate the podcast and invite other people to listen. As I do these power walks, moving my body, hoping that you are intentional with moving your body and highlighting some of the topics that I'm very, very passionate about. Life is life, and people are people. And but God, and if you want to watch these podcast episodes, they are exclusively on Facebook. I'm working on a system to where I can have old episodes be imported into YouTube. The way that I record the podcast is in portrait mode, not landscape, meaning that I need to come up with a custom design that will allow me to upload it to YouTube that is aesthetically pleasing. And once I figure out that layout, I will batch upload the previous episodes so that for the folks that are not on Facebook, they can see this on YouTube and I can reference back what I said, because each of these episodes are dated and some of the things that I say might come back a year from now. Then I want to make sure that I have the receipts. It's a lot going on out here, y'all, and I need y'all to protect your peace and do something for you today. Do something for you this weekend. Do something that will bring you joy. That is my challenge and my ask, is to do something that brings you joy. And stay connected with me. If you want to book coaching, whether that's life or business, come visit me on my website at www.biancagoolsby.com. For those of you that are interested in starting your podcast, come on to www.biancagoolsby.com. And if you want to see the different ventures and the things that I'm doing, Come on to www.biancagoolsby.com. The global impact makes me so happy. And to be able to live a life that I've been manifesting brings me so much joy. And I want you to experience joy too. So have joy today. Love you. Peace.